So if you're going to the gym or you're training at home, that is great. All workouts that you can manage to do each week are fantastic, totally worthwhile. I am not here today to yap about you're doing it wrong. Simply turning up and pushing yourself a few times a week is awesome for your health and well-being as you age. So please do keep going. However, I want to talk today about the importance of picking a lane when it comes to your training, whether you're deciding to build strength or build muscle, because by training with a kind of hybrid approach, we are trying to build a bit of strength, trying to build a bit of muscle, we're in danger of spinning our wheels and getting nowhere, and then feeling like we aren't getting stronger fast enough, or we're not growing a body part as fast as we'd like. And then often this means we either start to believe that working out is maybe a bit pointless, or we switch programs backwards and forwards between multiple hybrid approaches again, and the cycle continues and it holds you back from achieving what you want from your workouts. So deciding what you want to achieve over a 4, 6, 8 week period is a great idea. Picking a lane, either strength or muscle building, will see you make a ton more progress with your training, and therefore you'll be hooked on sticking with working out for years to come. So I'm going to explain in this episode how to train for strength or muscle building, how the two approaches differ, and what kind of program to follow for each one, and ultimately what I recommend for guys like us who essentially want to just be strong enough to lift the misses now and again, lug stuff around the house, and muscular enough to fill a t-shirt and shorts in a good way. Hi, I'm Chris, and this is the Over 40 Freaking Awesome podcast, where I talk about getting your ass in shape after 40, losing the belly in simple ways, and how to regain the energy and drive we can often lose at this age. I've been a men's fitness and lifestyle coach for 14 years now here in Ireland, and also through my online coaching. But as a dad of three, I also know this crap isn't easy, so I'll only ever advocate doing things that are realistic and sustainable for guys like us who already have 101 other things to do. I should do more episodes on this topic, muscle and strength. It's a subject close to my heart, but I'm going to try not to get carried away and gibber away till the cows come home on this episode. I will do my best. Quick note though, if you do need a simple effective workout program that will help you build some muscle quickly and in just 2 hours per week without leaving you beaten up and injured, remember you can download my free Dad Bod Overhaul workout program over on my website, offacoach.com, offacoach.com. That will also get you signed up for the weekly email newsletter, so you'll get a kind of weekly 5-minute read on how to get yourself fit, slim, happy and healthy, and I share a few useful resources each week that I've come across. Okay, so should you build strength or should you build muscle? I believe it's vital that you pick a lane for a couple of months at a time. Many of us try and do both at the same time and end up achieving neither really, and you can easily spin your wheels for months and even years this way. So let's look at the differences between the two in a practical sense and what you would actually do in your workouts and how often. I'm going to explain first how you would train if your main goal was strength building. Then I'm going to contrast that with how you would train if muscle building and aesthetics was your goal, how you look. Then I'm going to tell you what I think you should do training wise over the next couple of months. You can of course ignore me, you're a grown man, and perhaps you've found a system over the years that works well for you, in which case please do keep at it. I'm just going to be sharing what has worked for me and the guys I've coached over the years. Okay, so let's say you want to be strong. Body shape is kind of secondary, other than wanting to maybe look like a big strong man. You want to have big numbers in the kind of big lifts, squats, bench press, deadlifts. You like the idea of being in a gym, maybe with like-minded lifters, or maybe in your basement, trying to handle big heavy weights. For this type of training, the two best programs I have found are Strong Lifts 5x5 and Wendler 531. Now, I'm going to link to those in the episode description. You can search them up on Google. There's probably cheap ebooks about them, or maybe free articles online explaining how to train in that way. But essentially, when you're training for strength, you're trying to get better at moving ever heavier weights using a combination of muscles. You're training with these multi-joint exercises with the result that as a unit, you become stronger. You have long rest periods between sets, as it's all about trying to shift that heavy weight for anything between 1 and 6 reps based on a certain percentage of your 1 rep max at that exercise. So 1 rep max being the weight you can move 1 time only if your life depended on it. Now with strength workouts, your weights will be in the kind of 70 to 100% range of that 1 rep max number. So if your 1 rep max on bench press was say 100 pounds, you would be operating most of the time in your strength workouts with weights between 70 and 100 pounds with low numbers of reps. Moving that weight is more important than feeling any kind of burn in a specific muscle group. And then most strength training programs will have you training for 2 to 3 workouts per week. As I say, low numbers of reps each time because your central nervous system is taking such a battering as you strain to keep that bloody weight moving. That causes high cortisol, which needs a couple of days to bounce back. Your body just needs a bit longer to recover from grueling strength workouts. Now, let me tell you, feeling strong is awesome. You feel like you could lift a car just for fun sometimes. Like, it's tempting to just want to lift heavy stuff in your daily life just to show off to yourself. That Wendler 531 program is the one that I've used in the past when I wanted to get stronger. There's even an app that did all the various weights and rep calculations for me. So training for strength is great, but having said that, and you've maybe picked up in this episode or past episodes from my tone, my preference is less strength training and it's more about building muscle. Strength training isn't really where I quote unquote live most of the time in my workouts. You see, I've never really been happy with my body shape after a few months of heavy strength work. You need to eat in a calorie surplus for a start, a few too many calories to fuel these heavy weights sessions to get anywhere. So you end up gaining a little bit of weight. And my body, now, I am blessed with those famous Irish genetics. Now, people talk about Adonis, not Paddy O'Donis, for a reason. Us Irishmen don't tend to be naturally well-built. I'm not bitter, though. No. So as much as I like the feeling of being a big, strong man, I just don't like the look on my body anyway as a result of that training. And I suppose I'm a bit vain in that sense. I like to look fit and in shape as opposed to bulky and carrying a wee bit of fluff around my belly, but knowing that I'm strong. The thing is, squats, bench presses and deadlifts are still great exercises to include in your weekly workouts. And just because I don't train for strength most of the time doesn't mean I don't still do those exercises in my quest to build muscle. I'll explain now how I train primarily for muscle building and how I would recommend you do as well if that's your goal. So muscle building, training for aesthetics in more of a bodybuilding way is more my thing. These types of workouts, training to feel a burn, I suppose, in a certain muscle group each time to generate growth, you're sticking with weights more in that 30 to 70% of your 1 rep max range. So with our bench press example from earlier, you'd now be using weights of 30 to 70 pounds for anything from 12 all the way up to 30 reps. That kind of thing is more my speed. Why? Well, it leaves me feeling less beaten up, but more pumped up afterwards. I don't feel completely beaten when I'm leaving the gym after my workouts. I just feel full of energy and bigger. And then bigger muscles are still stronger muscles anyway. And by still including those big lifts, squats, deadlifts, and bench presses, but just in higher rep ranges with lighter weights, my body still feels like a strong unit. Just because I'm not deadlifting 400 pounds for 6 reps, instead I'm deadlifting 200 pounds for 20 reps. Lifting 200 pounds for 20 reps is bloody hard. That makes me feel strong, but I get to avoid injury and I get to avoid feeling really beaten up afterwards. In muscle building workouts, you need to have more of a focus then on chasing that pump in each exercise, slowing the reps right down, getting a mind-muscle connection right where you want it. This style of training for me is perfect for guys over 40 whose main driver for training is all-round fitness and a bit of strength and looking good. So what I'll do is I'll contrast a set of bench presses when training for strength and training for muscle building, just to show you what I mean about the differences between the two. If you were training for pure strength, let's say you're aiming for 5 repetitions, odds are you won't feel that bench press in your chest muscles, your pectorals, because your shoulders, your pecs, your triceps, your core, Your legs, even your upper back, will all kick in to help you shift that damn weight, because it's a big bloody heavyweight. As a result then, the muscle damage from that set is going to be spread out across all those muscle groups. So there's little growth stimulus specifically to your chest from doing bench presses for strength. If we contrast that then with a set of 20 reps of bench press, if we're training for muscle growth, nice and slow and controlled repetitions up and down, that is a huge stimulus sent to the chest muscles specifically. Your chest will be on fire by the end of that set. And that's the difference in the workouts. Training for muscle building involves trying to mess up one muscle group at a time, with the weight itself being almost academic. Whereas strength training is more of a systemic whole body effort. Practically the whole body has to work to move ever heavier weights. So I hope you understand the difference now between the strength building and the muscle building workouts. What I recommend you do then is decide what your focus will be for, say, the next 8 weeks. Pick a lane and get good at one thing. Make progress in one area, strength or muscle building. And then at the end of the 8 weeks, then decide, do I want to stay in this lane or do I want to hop over into that other lane for a while? Another 8 weeks, for example. It's entirely your choice. I mean, I've made my pitch for more of that muscle building approach, as I like the aesthetic outcomes more. I like feeling less beaten up. I like not having been injured training for 10 years now. But I do understand the attraction of wanting to be able to move big heavyweights and feel like a big strong man. So in terms of programs, remember, check out that Strong Lifts 5x5 or Wendler 531 program if strength training is your focus right now. If muscle building is more your thing, as I mentioned before, my Dad Bod Overhaul program, available over on the website offacoach.com, is a great starting point for your first 4 weeks. Please rate and review the podcast if you get a chance. It's always appreciated. I love the feedback. If you do grab that free workout program on the website, that also gets you signed up for the weekly newsletter too. It's another dose of my combination of an arm around the shoulder and a kick up the arse that I feel that we all need each week to keep looking after ourselves and thrive after 40. But take care, mate. I'll chat to you soon.